Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Our sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors, they have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. Isaiah 1:4. God is holy. Isaiah later beholds his holiness, and the cries which are heard saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Isaiah 6:3. In the midst of such holiness, Isaiah saw himself as a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Isaiah 6:5. A similar scene unfolds before the eyes of John. The four beasts which were before the throne of God were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, "Holy, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come." Revelation 4:8. The book which has been written by God declares his holiness and power. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. Psalms 99:9. In holiness he reigns. All the grace and love of God that flows from heaven is from a holy God. Unstained and unblemished is his character, and he is provoked to anger by sinfulness. Isaiah had been commissioned as a prophet to a nation of sinfulness and a people of iniquity, evil, and corruption. These people to whom the prophet came with God's message had forsaken and provoked God. Their life as God's people was contrary to the holy demeanor of God. Sin must be forsaken and holiness must be pursued. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. Romans 6:22. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Hebrews 12:14. In a world that is at odds with holiness, we are to maintain that holiness as we live in the world. We must never compromise our holy relationship with God while abiding in a world that is corrupt and wicked. That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Philippians 2:15-16. We are to live holy lives while living in an unholy land. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.